Welcome to Defiant Health Radio, a place where you can count on hearing about the truth in health, uncolored by interests of big pharma, the generally misplaced motivations of healthcare and doctors, just ideas and strategies that work safely, effectively, and inexpensively. I'm your host, Dr. William Davis, cardiologist and author of the Wheat Belly and Undoctored books. In this episode of Defiant Health, I'd like to introduce you to my newest book, Super Gut, the 4-week plan to reprogram your microbiome, restore health, and lose weight. This is not another take a probiotic, get some fiber book on the microbiome. Super Gut is a blueprint for health like no book before it. I believe that Super Gut will do for the power of the microbiome as my Wheat Belly book did in redefining the notion of a healthy diet. Later in the show, I'll be also talking about Defiant Health Podcast's sponsor, Paleo Valley, makers of terrific fermented grass-fed beef sticks, bone broth protein rich in collagen, and other products. So I'd like to tell you about my new book, Super Gut. But you might ask, why a book in the microbiome? What about all the other things you've done, like Wheat Belly and Undoctored? Well, that's where all this got started. Let me tell you the little story about how I came to the idea that I should write a book about the microbiome. Well, those of you who come at this by way of the Wheat Belly and Undoctored programs know that those programs are magnificently effective to achieve so many improvements in health and functioning, the way you look, the way you feel. For instance, many people lose a lot of weight. It's not uncommon to lose 38, 47, 63, 78 pounds, and many type 2 diabetics become non-diabetic, drop their hemoglobin A1C from sky-high numbers down to very much better numbers. People lose joint pain, skin rashes, neurodegenerative disorders, inflammatory bowel disorders like ulcerative colitis. So many, many health improvements. But there was also a substantial portion of people who said, yeah, I'm better. Maybe I lost 57 pounds, but I'm stuck and I need to lose another 30. Or people who said something like, my blood pressure is much better. I was on 3 medications. I'm down to 1 and I can't seem to get off that last one. Or I have an inflammatory condition like rheumatoid arthritis and I was able to stop the biologic agent. I was able to stop the prednisone, but I'm still on the anti-inflammatory ibuprofen or naproxen. And I sometimes have flare-ups where the pain comes back for a while. I have to go back on some of the other medications. So I asked myself, why? Why is this happening? It became clearer and clearer that the answers were going to come from the microbiome. Because as modern humans, we have so severely disrupted the composition of our microbiomes. That is, the microbes, the bacteria, the fungi, the what are called archaea, and other creatures that dwell in our GI tract. We've so introduced so much change into our gastrointestinal microbiome that it's clear that so many diseases either had their origin or were worsened by these changes in the microbiome. And these changes are dramatic. You know how we've changed the external environment? We've acidified the oceans. The ocean levels are rising. We're experiencing record droughts and hurricanes and wildfires and dissolution of the coral reefs and the melting of the polar ice caps. Well, these kinds of catastrophic, severe changes that are occurring in the external environment are also occurring in our internal environment. Of course, in the internal environment, there's no melting of ice caps, of course, hurricanes or wildfires. Instead, there are two fundamental changes. The first change is that we've lost numerous important species, species that may have provided some crucial function that we now lack. Maybe that missing microbe was responsible for the quality of sleep, or an emotional effect, or an anti-inflammatory effect, or some social effect. We've lost many microbes and thereby the function, the contribution of those microbes to human health and functioning. The second major fundamental change in the microbiome is that losing important species made room for unhealthy species to proliferate. But they didn't just proliferate and outmuscle healthy species, they also ascended. They also ascended into the small bowel. So microbes, stool microbes, are meant to stay in the colon, the 4 or 5 feet of colon. But in many, many modern people, those unhealthy species have proliferated, then ascended up into the small bowel, the ileum, then jejunum, duodenum, and stomach. comprising 24 additional feet, a total of 30 or so feet of GI tract that is filled with trillions of microbes. And the effects of these proliferated unhealthy microbes in the 30 feet of GI tract, their effects are not confined to just the GI tract. That's because they live and die rapidly, right? So these microbes only live for hours, maybe days, not 10, 20, 50, 70 years, only for hours to days. When they die, when these trillions of microbes rapidly turning over die, many of their breakdown products enter the bloodstream. That's a very important and recently discovered process called endotoxemia. It's called endotoxemia because the walls of many of these microbes that die contain something called endotoxin, which is very toxic to humans. Endotoxin can therefore enter the bloodstream and export the effects of these proliferated trillions of microbes to other parts of the body. And that's how these proliferated microbes can show up as rosacea or psoriasis in the skin, or as heart disease, such as atrial fibrillation or coronary disease, or as depression from an effect on the brain, or neurodegenerative disorders like Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's dementia, or as various forms of cancer. In fact, I believe that virtually all human diseases have to be re-examined, reconsidered in light of this effect, because if you take, let's say, three drugs for your rheumatoid arthritis, but never address the disrupted microbiome, you haven't addressed the cause. And not only will the rheumatoid arthritis persist, you can have new problems, such as other autoimmune diseases, gastrointestinal diseases like ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, and colon cancer and diverticular disease, neurodegenerative disorders. Many forms of food intolerance are due to this overproliferation of unhealthy microbes. Intolerances to foods such as FODMAPs, fructose, histamine-containing foods, nightshades, and many others. And I believe that these problems are currently at epidemic level. This is not a rare thing. It's not an occasional thing. It is extremely common. In fact, this second problem I mentioned of the overproliferation of unhealthy stool microbes, by my estimation, affects over 100 million Americans. That is, one in three people have this problem that accounts for so many health problems. So key in understanding whether this applies to you is to recognize that even if you don't have any gastrointestinal symptoms, you can still have missing microbes and proliferation of unhealthy microbes, though it might be expressed as something you never would think would be related to the gastrointestinal system, such as Hashimoto's thyroiditis, migraine headaches, depression, intolerance to eggs or tomatoes that give you a skin rash or asthma attacks. The Defiant Health Podcast is sponsored by Paleo Valley, makers of absolutely delicious grass-fed beef sticks, healthy snack bars, and other products. You know that we're very picky around here and insist that any product we consider has no junk ingredients like maltodextrin, carrageenan, carboxymethylcellulose, sucralose, or other additives that have potential adverse health effects. You will not find any such ingredients in Paleo Valley products. And all Paleo Valley products contain no gluten, grains, soy, or added sugar. In fact, I find Paleo Valley products among the cleanest of any in their category, and they are truly delicious. One of the habits I urge everyone to get into is to include a fermented food product at least once, if not several times per day, in their lifestyles. Unlike nearly all other beef sticks available, the Paleo Valley grass-fed beef sticks are all naturally fermented, meaning they contain probiotic bacterial species. Paleo Valley also has superfood bars that come in dark chocolate chip, apple cinnamon, and lemon meringue. They're low carb, of course, with 8 grams net carbs per bar. Shipping is free for orders of $75 or more. For more information or to order, go to paleovalley.com. That's PaleoValley.com. Enter the coupon code DEFIANT, not case sensitive, for a 15% discount for Defiant Health listeners. The web address is also listed in the Defiant Health show notes that accompany this podcast. And be sure to take a look at their other products, such as bone broth protein, a rich source of collagen, and their organic super greens, rich with phytonutrients. Like all other products at Paleo Valley, all ingredients are organic and minus the additives that many other manufacturers include. Now, the Supergut story wouldn't be complete unless I told you what to do about these problems. So one of the major undertakings that we talk about in Supergut is restoring lost microbes. Now, we haven't identified all the microbes that we've lost, but we do have a growing list of microbes that you can gain access to that you are able to replace. These are not typically available as commercial probiotics or through fermented foods. You have to get them specifically. It's really very easy, it's a lot of fun, and it's incredibly effective for regaining health advantages. Some people get overwhelmed when I talk about some of the microbes that can be restored, but I remind them, think about this like going to a restaurant. If you walk into a restaurant and the waitress hands you a menu, you don't order all the dishes on the menu, right? You don't order all the appetizers and all the main dishes, side dishes, and desserts, of course, right? You pick and choose the ones that you want. You're going to do the same thing with the microbiome. You're going to pick and choose the microbes that you want, depending on the effect you want. So if you want less knee pain from arthritis, cultivate this microbe. If you want smoother skin with fewer wrinkles, cultivate this microbe. If you want a newborn infant to get better sleep, even sleep through the night and take longer naps, have better formed bowel movements, and 50% fewer bowel movements, thereby 50% fewer diaper changes for mom and dad, less colic, grow better, and have less asthma, type 1 diabetes, and autoimmune disease, and have higher IQs as older children, cultivate this microbe. So just like ordering from the menu, you can order up exactly what you want if you know what each microbe provides. That's one of the things we do in the Supergut program. The other thing we do is I show you how to recognize whether bacteria and other kinds of microbes have overproliferated in your GI tract, including whether they've taken up residence in the entire 30 feet of colon, ileum, jejunum, etc. I can't stress to you just how important it is to identify that problem, that is the overproliferation of bacteria and other microbes in the length of the GI tract. It has such huge implications for so many health conditions that, in fact, I believe that everybody should be assessed for this particular issue that is very common. And you know what? This is going to be a worldwide experiment in regaining health, learning new ways to regain health by restoring lost microbes and pushing back unhealthy microbes. So I urge you to take a look at my new book, Super Gut, that will become available February 1st, 2022. You can pre-order it, and if you do, take a look at the link I provide in the show notes below, because you get access to 10 free articles per month on our subscription blog. You also get an early PDF excerpt from the book, and you'll have access to an exclusive virtual Supergut event that I'll host with the date and details to be announced in near future. Now, if you want to be ready to get up and going when you finally get your hands on the book, I urge you to obtain some kind of device on your own, some device that allows you to maintain your fermented foods, especially yogurts, at around human body temperature. That is around 97 to 100 degrees Fahrenheit or 37 to 38 degrees Celsius. It'd be best if you could find a device that also has adjustable temperature and time controls, because you'll find, if you really get into this stuff, many different microbes reproduce or ferment at different temperatures and require different periods of time to obtain full effect. So some of the sous vide, slow cooked meat devices can do this. Some of the yogurt makers can do this. You'll find recommended devices in this Supergut book, but it doesn't hurt to go shopping in the meantime. There are many devices that you can use. Some of the Instant Pots are also useful for this purpose. If you have a device with a preset temperature, you'll want to get yourself a thermometer, let it run for a couple hours, and assess what temperature it is, because there are some microbes that we really like that can die at higher temperatures, like 112, 114 degrees. So best case scenario is to find a device that allows you to adjust temperature and time. And if you have that device, before you get the book, you'll be ready to get up and running and make your fermented microbes and have extravagant results. Now, if you haven't already done so, if you're enjoying this podcast, I urge you to subscribe to it through your favorite podcast source, or post a comment or post a review. And of course, tell your friends about the Defiant Health Podcast. Thanks for listening.